This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 82 people were killed in one day in a crackdown by Myanmar security forces on pro-democracy protesters, according to reports Saturday from independent local media and an organization that keeps track of casualties since the February coup. Friday's death toll in Bago was the biggest one-day total for a single city since March 14th, when just over 100 people were killed in Yangon, the country's biggest city. Bago is about 100 kilometers northeast of Yangon. The Associated Press is unable to independently verify the number of deaths. The death toll of 82 was a preliminary one compiled by the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners, which issues daily counts of casualties and arrests from the crackdown in the aftermath of February 1st coup that ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. In its Saturday report, the group said that it was expected the number of dead in Bago to rise as more cases were verified. There remains a shocking imbalance in the global distribution of vaccines, according to the chief of the World Health Organization, calling on countries to support the COVAX facility, a WHO-led initiative aimed at ensuring equal access to COVID-19 vaccines by various countries. At a news conference in Geneva, Switzerland, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus noted that the WHO had issued a call for vaccinations to begin in all countries within the first 100 days of the year. Saturday marked day 100. This is VOA News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has discussed with his Philippine counterpart China's recent positioning of militia vessels near the Philippines in the South China Sea. Austin spoke by phone Saturday with the Philippine Secretary of National Defense, Delphine Lorenzana, while Austin was flying from Washington to Israel to begin an international trip. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says Austin and Lorenzana discussed the situation in the South China Sea and recent massing of Chinese vessels at the Whitsun Reef, which has drawn criticism from Manila. China has said its vessels are there for fishing. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan Saturday called for the worrying developments in eastern Ukraine's Donbass region to come to an end after meeting his Ukrainian counterpart in Istanbul, adding Turkey was ready to provide any necessary support. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky held more than 3 hours of talks with Erdogan in Istanbul as part of a previously scheduled visit amid tensions between Kiev and Moscow over the conflict in Donbass. Kiev has raised the alarm over a buildup of Russian forces near the border between Ukraine and Russia and over a rise in violence along the line of contact separating Ukrainian troops and Russian-backed separatists. The Russian military movements have fueled concerns that Moscow is preparing to send forces into Ukraine. The Kremlin denies its troops are a threat but says they will remain as long as it sees fit. The United States says Russia has amassed more troops on Ukraine's eastern border than at any time since 2014 when it annexed Crimea from Ukraine and backed separatists in Donbass. On Friday, Turkey said Washington is sending two warships to the Black Sea next week. People who ignored an initial warning to evacuate the area closest to a volcano on the eastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent raced to get clear Saturday, a day after it erupted, with an explosion that shook the ground, spewed ash skyward, and blanketed the island in a layer of fine volcanic rock. The eruption Friday is its first large one since 1979 and transformed the island's lush towns and villages into gloomy gray versions of themselves. Find more at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. Good to have you here. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington. I have such an exciting show for you today. Here is the lineup. First off, a fresh mix of current trending tunes from Ghana, Kenya, Nigeria, Uganda, Malawi, and Togo. One everlasting, energizing jam from Jamaica. A couple of classics from Cameroon and Uganda. And to wrap up the hour, we are going to listen to an awesome traditional vintage Igbo tune from Nigeria. There is also some current news from Mali. Oumou Sangare's music festival is going on this weekend, and musician Cheikh Amala Jabate shares those deets with us at the back half of the hour. And last but not least, reporter Samed Gaida brings us a fascinating interview from Tamale in the northern part of the country with Sherifatu Gunu. After putting her music career on hold for her family for the past 4 years, she is back with a new album and a hit single. So that's it. Now, all you gotta do is sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We start in Togo with Almok. The song's called Saka Saka, or Mix 'em Up, Confuse Them. There are people, she says, who want to see you fail, but ignore them and continue on your path.
Pour moi que je ne brille pas. Et oui, l'eau, au toi là-bas. Pour la way, caca, yola, lika. Aïe, au toi là-bas. Tout est mon Dieu divini pour toi. Saka, saka. Et oui, l'eau, saka, saka. Pour la way, caca, saka, saka. Et la globe, saka, saka. Saka, saka. Et oui, l'eau, saka, saka. Pour la way, caca, saka, saka. Et la globe.
Saka. Hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Now to Ghana, here's Wendy Shay's brand new single, her first one in 2021, Nobody.
Nobody. Of time, my kids. talk about you, it means that they don't know you. If them no gossip about you, them no see light around you. If Wendy Williams know you, then you day inside the shade room. You know be them with them on you. Forget to diamond you. Maybe nobody, but they don't talk about you. Nobody. Maybe nobody, when they don't talk about you. Nobody. Nobody. About you, nobody. You be nobody when they don't talk about you. Nobody, nobody. You be nobody when they don't talk about you. Nobody, you nobody. You be nobody when they don't talk about you. Ooh, ooh.
She say, who say?
About you, them no see light around you. If Wendy Williams know you, then you day inside the shade room. You know be them with them on you. Forget to diamond do you. You be nobody, but they don't talk about you. Nobody. You be nobody, when they don't talk about you. Nobody.
All right, yes, that was Nobody by Wendy Shay out of Accra, Ghana.
Hi, we are musicians, Noram Tsemadi. This is Music Time in Africa.
This is Heather Maxwell. I hope you're all doing well and enjoying your weekend. This next song comes out of Lilongwe, Malawi. Duncan Zambo, better known as Gwamba, is a gospel hip-hop artist and a philanthropist. He released this song, Akonda Kitale, in 2019, which also features Blantyre-born singer and rapper Lawi. Now, the melody is so beautiful in this song. I reached out to reporter Lamek Messina in Malawi to break it down for us. Here's his English interpretation, followed by the song.
Hi, Heather. This is Lamek Messina in Blantyre, Malawi. The song is about a passenger who is demanding his change for money he has given to the conductor. The passenger is reminding the conductor that when he was boarding the bus, he was told to pay 100 kwacha as a bus fare. But now the conductor is deducting 120 kwacha from the amount he has paid. So he wants the conductor to stop the nonsense. Otherwise, he says he will not drop off unless he gets change from his hard-earned money. So, here, the passenger goes spiritual, saying, even Jesus needs the change, but not change from money, but change from your heart, and start following him. And now, this is the clever way Gwamba has fused gospel into the song, dominated with a secular message. For Music Time in Africa, this is Lamek Messina in Malawi.
Dalamandari birai, natindi pepe, era kuyongwe ekuti kumandi pende kuti bwezere kuchenje inurendo wanga ukatera kuyongwe ekuti kumandi pende kuti bwezere kuchenje
eshi ndalama ndeya vuta panyasa daily fancy kumaisaka sikuona zoti ndiwe shasha menya business basi maitsatsa ndemoka pesa kandalama sister chonde kumaka kwilitsitsa moka magona nako kukafunditsa kwajuluka mbapa ndemuzika bisa
ndikubempa munditandize wango ndikudandi umphawi
dola ili paminga pofaya kudesa pena kukwela njinga tengati uma esanga tukundiimba liloloka wandilila sindi imba
nikubempa munditandize wango nikudani mkawi
Akonda Kitale by Gwamba featuring Lawi. Cool music from Malawi.
Makama Yabara, Anye Kangara. You are listening to Hector Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. Keep it locked.
All right. Hey, guys. Now I have two trending tunes for you. And then you're going to meet Sherifatu Gunu with Samed Gaida over in Tamale, Ghana. This jam comes out of Uganda. It's a brand new release by reggae dancehall artist Sama Soja and featuring Irene Namubiru. These two beautiful voices are just rocking Uganda right now.
Queen Irene,
yeah, Sama Soja,
at lyrical
senator.
Jejo
And that was the beautiful duet by Sama Soja and Irene Namubiru from Uganda. The song comes off of Sama's 2021 album called The African Poet. Now to Kenya. Here's Ben Soul's favorite song, which is turning out to be a favorite song in that country. The visuals to the tune, which made its YouTube premiere on April 15, 2019, now has 2,500,000 almost 70,000 views. Let's see if it'll become your favorite song.
I love you like the sunshine in the morning when I'm yawning, like the scent of love ukipika chai ya majani na mandazi. Such a lovely way to start my day. We getting high as I make you call my name.
I'm Heather Maxwell. That was Ben Soul with Favorite Song. If you are just tuning in right now, hello. Welcome to The Voice of America and Music Time in Africa. Now we're moving over to northern Ghana, to the city of Tamale, to be exact, where radio host Samed Gaida, and I want to give a shout out to Diamond FM, by the way, up there in Tamale, where he met up with Sherry Fatou Gounou. Here's the story.
Hello, Heather. Guess who I met in the city of Tamale? The ever energetic Sherry Fatou Gounou. After putting her music on hold for her family for the past 4 years, she has bounced back with a new album and a single titled Do Trida.
That I'm so beautiful. My due to my Africa. This is me. My name is Sherifa Gounou, the music queen of Africa. Me and my land would look alike. Well, Sherifa Gounou is a child that from northern Ghana. I'm from Tamale. Yeah, my music, I classify it to be Afro music.
How long have you been doing music?
For 15 years now.
15 years?
Yes.
How did you start?
Well, I started as a dancer, you know. I was part of Ghana National Dance Championship. Till 2005, I released my first album, Lahari.
After that, you released a number of hit songs.
Yeah, more hit songs. Mm. After that, I released Mama Africa.
Okay. There's this one too, very nice song, Kerikiti Soya.
Hey yo, Soundboy! Soundboy!
Was part of my third album.
Okay.
Kerikiti Soya, you know, it's a that Kerikiti Soya was a class 4 reading book.
Oh, yeah, I do.
And I was a dead brain, you know, child that I don't even know anything.
Yeah.
So the Kerikiti Soya lines was an interesting story that helped me a lot to start reading. My friend. My friend, little dirami kirikiti. Because I'm not well, oh kirikiti. But hey, I can play and play and play kirikiti. So yeah, hey kirikiti.
Let's go back and talk about Mama Africa.
There was a time I noticed problems in Benin, in Nigeria, other places, and in terms of abusing women. And when we come to look, women are really contributing a lot into the success of Africa. So I said, abusing women, I don't think that is right. They said Africa is Mama Africa. Africa is a woman. The women are the Africa. They are the beauty of Africa. They are Africa. So I created that song. Numvela, numvela, in Ghana, numvela. Numvela, numvela, in Mali, numvela. Numvela, numvela, Cote d'Ivoire, numvela. Africa, you let us on Saba. These are you to go to New York. Africa, you let us on Saba. These are you to go to New York. Numvela, Mama Africa, numvela.
let's come down to the talk of the moment, which is your latest song, Dolce Da.
That topic of Dolce Da, in the centuries till today, we have folk songs and the stories they used to tell and the things they used to say. Ah, Dolce Da, o mama wagar daza. And that's a verse, you know. And those things mean man has entered market. His lover is the tallest one among the people. Because so far as the person is your lover, no matter how the people are crowded, you will definitely see the person in the midst of the people because of what? The love between you and the person.
So, when was the song released?
Yeah, we released the album on...
It's an album?
It's an
Dolce Da is an album.
It's an album. And that's the title of the album.
The title of the album is Dolce Da.
Yeah, Dolce Da.
And the actual song that you titled Dolce Da is one of the songs in the album, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we launched it on the 26th December last year. That was 2020. And I just released the video, the audio and the video 3 weeks ago.
So how many songs are on the album?
I was 17. Apasela alana wina. Apasenumla alana wina.
Okay, so let's wrap it up. Your final message to music lovers across the world.
I would like you all to go in on your YouTube, just pick up your phone. Okay, let me search Sherif Agunu. Who is Sherif Agunu? It will help you a lot. You just type on your YouTube, Sherif Agunu, S-H-E-R-I-F-A. Then the Gunu is G-U-N-U, Sherif Agunu.
Fans are excited about her comeback and can't wait to feel more of Africa through her music and costumes. From Tamale, Northern Ghana, Summer Geda.
Your love is all I need. You're the girl, you be the one I need. Just tell me all for me. Because you say I'm all for you.
Thank you, Summit, for that wonderful interview with Sherifatu Gunu.
Big DJ Ox, Megan and Harry. day someday. And I write for myself, no ghosting.
He's a boy, got money in a bank and ready to roll and blaze up this tank and got the girls from Jamwan to Hong Kong. The girl, them champion. In it.
Bossy, bossy. Godfather, man a OG. Man a half humble, man a bossy. Fling a rag a rhythm like it's all free. Bossy, house on the coast, G. My money so long, it doesn't know me. It's looking at my kids like I'm bossy. I fly around the world cause I'm bossy. Bossy. Bossy, Godfather, man a OG, man a half humble, man a bossy, fling a rag a rhythm like it's all free.
All right, that was Bossy by Wiley, Sean Paul, Steph London, and featuring Idris Elba.
Fly around the world cause I'm bossy.
Music time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. In case you're just joining us, we've got so much more great music to come. More music. And up to the minute, music festival news from Mali. So keep it locked right here. The top Afrobeats 2021 Song of the Week on the streaming service Spotify in the U.S. is Essence by Wizkid and featuring Tems. It comes off of Wizkid's album Made in Lagos. Here it is.
watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right. Hello, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that top trender, Essence. We just listened to it by WizKid. Now I want us to step back in time, back when world music was what everyone called music coming out of Africa that was marketed and successful in the United States and Europe. One of the top world music artists was Wes Madiko. He's just known as Wes. He's a multi-award winner, including one Grammy. He's from Cameroon, and this is one of his all-time great hits from 1997, Alani. By Wes from Cameroon. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa, and now we're going to East Africa. This is a 2015 song called Alinawo Chalina by Afrigo Band out of Uganda.
Jakavi chonchi matira, jabula bechana change, mama buliari na echana kwate. Wade kono mujerega, zemanyi mwe akarira, wabula bedudu wange, mama buliari na echana kwate. Amazima eno karina,
gigale tomu kwano kwe kulia mulaba mwego ba mama buliali na echa na kwate ze mufanze no firaho kulia mukwata kayo ya kufa ze mufanze no firaho mama buliali na echa na kwate
ali na uchali na buliali na uchali na ali na uchali na mama buliali na echa na kwate ali na uchali na buliali na uchali na ali na uchali
Wagala goba singa, kabalume ba fe salwa. Tuzale biana bia fe, mama bolia chike singa chike. Mweba mbosi biba sande, abagalo kusuza.
Tukendo chule ndieko, mama nejala na yendo manyo.
Singa, kabalume ba fe salwa. Tuzale biana bia fe, mama bolia chike singa chike. Mweba mbosi biba saze, abagalo kusuza.
Tukendo chule ndieko, mama nenjala na endo manyo. Ali na uchali na, buli ali na uchali na. Ali na uchali na, mama buli ali na wecha na kwate. Ali na uchali na, buli ali na uchali na. Ali na uchali na.
Chalina from Uganda. This is Heather Maxwell. And now for that music festival news I've been telling you about. Mali's veteran, international world music diva, Oumou Sangaré, is holding her own music festival in Mali this weekend. Now, musician Cheikh Amala Jabate, a close friend and music partner with Oumou, has just returned from several months with her there in Mali, and he and I had a brief voice note exchange about the details, you know, COVID world. With his permission, here is that conversation.
Hello, Cheikh Amala. How are you?
Hello, Heather. How are you? I am fine. Everything good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Welcome back. So how was Bamako?
Yes, I get back safely. Everything good. Bamako was very good. All the family say hello. Everyone happy.
I'm glad to hear that. Man, I miss Mali. I haven't been there for too long now. But tell me, what is going on with Oumou Sangaré? I hear she's got a festival coming up. Can you tell me what the dates are and, you know, what we can expect?
Yes, Oumou Sangaré is very happy. She have the festival coming up, the 4 edition, April 8, 9, 10. So Oumou very happy, and when you go to Mali, this lady welcome you very, very well. And everyone happy to go to the festival. So I'm glad, happy, and everything going well.
Cool. And the festival is in her hometown in the southwestern part of Mali, right? Called Wasalung. Is it all traditional music from that region only?
Yeah, the festival is in Wasalung, to Oumou's village. Beautiful place and nice. Actually, it's a... Many different music from Mali, everyone go over there, and Oumou invite everyone. It's a mix Mali, all kind of music from Mali, but actually the event is in Wasalung. I am glad to be there next time, inshallah.
All right. Listen, thanks so much, and welcome back home to the United States, Sheikh. And, yeah, take care.
Thank you very much, Heather. Thank you. Thank you, the Voice of America. God bless. I'm very happy I get back safely. Everyone happy. And I've been there, spent good time with Umu Sankare. She's very nice. We went to TV. We played together. Everything good. And next time, we like to invite everyone from America, Europe, Asia, everywhere. This festival is international. Thank you.
All right. So that's the news. I'm sure that festival is just amazing. I mentioned that Sheikh is a musician, right? Well, this is his music, by the way. We have been listening to it underneath our conversation, but I'm going to pull it up right now for you. The tune is called Fanta Baby, and it's off his 2012 album, Anka Bem Mali Denu.
Number what's the number? Say to number you, yeah. Tenko no. Hello, world. My name is Buyala, the lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
All right. Well, we are almost to the end of the hour. So, as promised, I am going to wrap us up with this awesome vintage tune. This is a original recording from April 10th, 1988 on Music Time in Africa, back when Leo Sarkisian was in charge and writing the scripts and presenting the show. He had such a wonderful presence on air as well as in person. So this is the voice of Leo himself in this 1988 Music Time in Africa broadcast, introducing this amazing Igbo traditional music.
Another recording that was sent to us by our friend in Onitsha, Nigeria, Gerald Ludo. This time, Igbo traditional dance music by a group from Arundizuogu. And the leader of the group has an interesting name, Perikomo Okoye, Onana Nesokwe.
One day we back a media who corrected. And yes, you know, some way and don't know. On your sinner, we love you, Megane. A connected name as request to Siono Ugochinere, Yaman Timbas, Dilas or Kigwe. Managing Director Kana Yotuku, Brothers Enterprises Nigeria. Ono ya no me hi je kwiku e kanu ya nante. E kene mazi bonifest. E wete go wa nandi izog.
Omenana ne sokwe, omenana ne sokwe, ayakwadone, ayaputana, natiabana. Omenana ne sokwe, omenana ne Enterprises Nigeria, Neto married the one of Abba. I'm on Yanni, you know, working the record, the Coro no more. There is one hand, the bag, no, Rube, no. We back and money, we and pum 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 pum.
Was Perry Como Okoye and his traditional music and dance group of Arondizugu, Eastern Nigeria. This is Heather Maxwell, and with that, we say goodbye for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. Also, a big thank you to Samet Gaida and Sherry Fatu Gunu from Tamale, Ghana, and to Sheikh Amala Jabate for his fresh news from Mali. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, Facebook page or group, Instagram at MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa. You can get updates, fresh new photos, news, and videos. On our FM stations, we're live Saturdays and Sundays at 1505 and 2005 UTC. And we're also on shortwave Friday at 0905 UTC. And on Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 2205 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Stay beautiful, Africa.